are your thoughts on the Ed Block Courage Award?
It's definitely an honor. You know, thanks to my teammates for voting me for that. It's an honor to be involved with such a, you know, great award, prestigious award around the league. You know, just learning about Ed Block over the last couple of days, someone who did a lot to help kids in need, and his program today still continues to do so. So I'm looking forward to going out to the event. Had the chance to speak with a couple of the guys who won it before on the team now, Adrian Peterson, Chad Greenway. So glad to join those two. Sean Hill also won it. It's just a great honor. Thankful to my teammates for it and looking forward to the event in March.
Is it one of those that it's you kind of don't want to win it in a way because a lot of times it means you had to go through a lot of adversity?
Yeah, I mean, you had to go through a lot of adversity for sure. But, I mean, I think it also speaks to the way I'm dealing with the adversity. I think that everyone kind of realizes the work I'm putting in and my teammates did, and it's an honor to be a part of it. So.
Well, you have, I mean, it's been several months now removed. How's the process going? Is it almost like grieving in a way, you know, knowing you're going to lose a season and then trying to come to terms with that and working to get back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I went through, you know, phases. Like you said, at first it was definitely very hard, just wrapping my mind around the fact that I wasn't going to be able to play this season. But, you know, working with our training staff, which do a great job, one of the best in the league, I feel like, just been, you know, staying positive, you know, taking my little steps at a time. I'm out of the boot now, walking around and feeling good, so.
A little disappointing, I guess, from the simple fact that you see how well the team is playing, and I know that you'd really like to be a part of that and add what you can to this team, which has been very good.
Yeah, definitely not disappointed to see the guys doing good, though. That's like I said last time, I'm number one fan, so that's about it.
I guess to be a part of it. I mean, I know that you
definitely.
I mean,
yeah, you know? Without a doubt. You know, I mean, that's what we do. We compete. We're all competitors. And I know I'm definitely a competitor and would love to be out there competing, but just can't right now. So I just do what I can to get right and get ready.
What do you see of this unit, you know, your unit in particular, and what they've been able to do with Adrian running and, you know, dealing with adversity, you and John both being gone?
You're doing a great job. You know, we got some young guys who are working hard. We got some good vets in there, too, with them. And the guys been working hard, doing a great job.
Phil, you've voted for this award for several seasons now for other teammates. What does that experience as having voted for others do to you and your appreciation for
I mean, it means a lot because, like you said, I was there to vote for Adrian, you know, to win it, and you know, other teammates as well, Chad and things like that. So, I mean, it means a lot just because I know the work that those guys put in, and, you know, I know how hard they worked to come back, and I see them being successful now. So it just gives me the confidence knowing that I could do the same.
How difficult has the process been coming off of the injury from last season and spending all off-season rehabbing to get back and then to have an injury strike you again? Is it worse the second time around?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, because like you said, I did work hard to come back from the PEC, and I was feeling good going into the season, and then to have this happen was, you know, it was a shock, but it's part of the game. You know, the injury rate in football is 100%, so just got to deal with it and do what I can with the rehab, work with our staff, and get ready.
What's next in rehab? I mean, what's your timeline at right now?
I'm not sure. Really don't know about timeline stuff. You probably get with Shugs about that stuff. He could let you guys know a little better about that.
I mean, are you thinking off season you're going to be on the field? You know, OTAs and all that.
Yeah, probably Shugs could let you know a little better. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Phil.